This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky attended a summit of the Arab League in Saudi Arabia on Friday to canvass support for his people, while Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman expressed his readiness to mediate the war between Moscow and Kyiv.
And I'm also sure all your nations will understand the main call I want to leave here in Jeddah, a noble call to all of you to help protect our people, including Ukrainian Muslim community.
Zelensky is also due to attend a summit of the G7 leaders in the Japanese city of Hiroshima this weekend. U.S. President Joe Biden is endorsing plans to start training Ukrainian pilots on American-made F-16 fighter jets, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As G7 leaders met in Japan, they heard for the first time the president backing the training as a step towards sending Ukraine advanced fighter jets. Two people familiar with the matter say the training will likely start in coming weeks in Europe. The president told leaders decisions on when to provide the jets will come in months, along with who will provide them and how many. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has long asked for the fighters. Officials now believe the jets could be useful, since Ukraine has already boosted its air defenses with Western-supplied anti-aircraft systems. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Talks between U.S. House of Representatives Republicans and President Joe Biden's administration about raising the debt ceiling paused on Friday, the lead Republican negotiator said, while the White House said a deal remains possible. The Treasury Department has warned the government could be unable to pay all its bills by June 1st. This is VOA News. Sunday's vote in Greece is expected to be tight, and we'll see about 500,000 young voters aged between 17 and 20 taking their first trip to the ballot box, Anthony Karazava reports.
The uncertain outcome has both top contenders actively pursuing young voters, hoping to sway them to tip the scales in their favor. To that end, both contenders have brushed aside traditional modes of campaigning, resorting to TikTok videos instead, speaking to popular bloggers, featuring on YouTube, and engaging in more relaxed interviews, showing a fuzzy and appealing side of themselves. Anthony Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said this week he wants to reform the European Court of Human Rights that last year blocked Britain's deal with Rwanda to fly migrants there for processing asylum and resettlement, Henry Ridgewell reports.
Some members of Sunak's Conservative Party want Britain to quit the Council of Europe and its Convention on Human Rights. The last country to leave the organization was Russia, expelled last year after its invasion of Ukraine. Just over a quarter of the migrants arriving on small boats in 2022 were Albanian. Britain has deported over 1,000 back to their home country. The Albanian Prime Minister said last month that Britain was having a nervous breakdown over migration. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
There have been more executions in connection with government protests in Iran. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Iran has executed three men accused of deadly violence during last year's anti-government protest, despite objections from human rights groups. Authorities say they killed a police officer and two members of a paramilitary group during nationwide protests in November. Rights groups say that the three were subjected to torture, forced into televised confessions, and denied due process. Iran has executed a total of seven people in connection with the protests. They erupted last September after the death of a 22-year-old woman, Mahsa Amini, who had been detained by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strict Islamic dress code. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sudan's capital, Khartoum, and sister city, Bari, came under renewed air attack on Friday as the war between the army and paramilitary forces entered its fifth week, deepening a humanitarian crisis for trapped and displaced civilians. The conflict has displaced an estimated 843,000 people with Sudan and put around 250,000 into neighboring countries. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.